Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you. Give birth again to the dream. Lift up your hearts. Each hour holds new chances for new beginnings. Here, on the pulse of this fine day, you may have the courage to look up and out and into your sister's eyes, into your brother's face, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning. That was an excerpt from Maya Angelou's On the Pulse of Morning. Thank you so much for being here. What an honor. What an honor to be here with all of you. Welcome to the staff, to the faculty, and to the students. Where are the students in the house? I am so excited to be here. Just walking in the hallway there, in the entryway, was just, I could just feel the energy. And it feels so good. Thank you for your warm welcome and your optimism. This is the beginning of my eighth week as your president. And wow, what an amazing 7 weeks it has been. Over the summer, Patrick and I, who's over here, moved and became Sonoma County residents. I'm learning my way around the community. I still get lost. But I'm finding my way, meeting neighbors, alums, and making new friends, and depending a little less on Waze, at least to get from home to the campus. These past few days have been so full and wonderful. You've seen some of the pictures before. Let me start with Thursday night. I held a first university dinner at our home and hosted our new faculty, and you'll get a chance to meet them. What a treat to welcome these new experts and scholars to our Sonoma State family. Then on Friday, I had dinner and enjoyed the Silk Road Ensemble with Yo-Yo Ma with some university friends and faculty leaders. Yo-Yo Ma redefines classical music. He's updated it for modern audiences and mixes it with other instruments and languages in a musical kind of fusion. He does with music what we in education need to move towards, pushing ourselves to think about new ways to better serve and meet the career needs of our new millennial students. I love move-in. I've spent this weekend welcoming our new students to the campus. In addition to our dedicated team of folks, staff, who help with move-in, we have many warm, friendly, and energetic student employees who helped, and they're wonderful role models for our students. We have over 3,000 students living on campus. Students and their parents, some grandparents, you saw them in the pictures, many siblings. They were so eager, they were all wearing like Seawolf clothing already. Thank you to all who made it run so smoothly for not only move-in, but for the family barbecue, which is a fantastic event with so many families here eating and dropping off their young people with us. I wish that you could have been here, too, to help me welcome these new students and their families, especially at the family barbecue, to feel the excitement. It felt, well, actually, there was a similar excitement out here in the lobby. Move-in and commencement are two of my favorite times on campus. We have this amazing opportunity to make a difference in a student's life, to help them to grow and develop into global citizens and tomorrow's leaders. Through our students, we have a chance to shape the future. It doesn't matter what position you are in or what your job description is. We are all here to help our students to be successful. And what you do, each one of us, and how you do it matters. A smile, a hello, a can I help you, can make a difference to one student. We are all here to support the academic mission of the university. We open doors and change lives for individual students. Not just them, that individual student, that one student, but their family and whole communities. We are Sonoma State. You might be wondering now, what has she been doing since she started? I'd like to share some of what I've been doing. Since arriving on campus at the beginning of July, I have been listening a lot and learning, absorbing. I started with meetings, with individual appointments, just with department visits. There is incredible wisdom and experience on campus. You know that. I want to listen and learn and benefit from your thoughts and experiences. Leadership for me is a collaborative process. I have gotten to know the faculty leadership and have been consulting regularly with Ben, Carmen, and Richard. I have attended XCOM, had individual meetings, shared meals together, and have had many, many phone conversations. I value the advice from faculty leaders and appreciate the partnership. I met with student leadership, Emily Hinton, AS president, and members of her leadership team, including Rachel and Ricky. Emily is on today's agenda, so you'll get a chance to learn of AS plans for this year. I am so impressed with the passion and the dedication of our student leaders. Last spring, I attended the annual Lip Jam here and witnessed firsthand how multi-talented our students are in the classroom and out. And last night, Interim Vice President for Student Affairs, Michael Young, and I walked around Big Night, our opening of school student carnival on campus. It was huge. It was a lot of students. It was a lot of fun. I also met many of our growing number of alums at our first Sonoma summer reunion event. About 150 alums returned to campus, many for their first visit since they graduated years ago. I heard stories of particular classes and faculty that they will never forget, that had an impact on them, profound impact. There were marriages and kids that I learned about that started with a meeting at a student activity here on this campus. Well, hopefully the kids didn't come too early. And careers that have taken off since getting their education and earning their degrees here. They were impressed with how much the campus had changed and grown. We're thinking of new ways to keep our over 65,000 alums better connected and to utilize their expertise and their love of their alma mater to support current students and our campus priorities. I have greeted CSU system-wide outreach professionals who were meeting on campus and also greeted some prospective students to Sonoma State. When I was first appointed president, a colleague and friend of mine in Sacramento that runs an after-school program for low-income, primarily African-American youth, called and said, "Hey, Judy, I want to bring some of my kids to your new campus." And I said, "Sure, when?" He said, "Well, as early in July, first week." I said, "Well, can you give me a little more time?" So third week. And I said, "Sure, how many?" I was thinking 50, 75, something like that. And he said very casually, "Oh, 500. So on just my third week, under Gina Geck's leadership and with a team of faculty and staff across the campus, we gave these almost 500 third graders through 11th graders a day that they will never forget. They experienced the campus. They ate in the kitchens. They had hands-on educational experiences. They toured our campus, and of course, they even met Lobo. Thank you to all who made such an impact. They wore T-shirts that said, "Sonoma State, I am the future." One young girl, when leaving campus, thanked me and said, "I'm going to tell my mama that I'm coming to college here." I considered that a success. If each one of us can touch even one student, think about what a collective difference we can make. We are a family of about 1,500 faculty and staff. If each one of us committed to mentor, to look out for, to take a special interest in just one prospective student or current student, what a difference we could make. One of my favorite sayings is, each one, teach one. In my first 7 weeks, I've attended some community events and am meeting longtime friends of the university, supporters, donors. With community leader Willie Tamayo, I attended an event for Elsie Allen High School students. With Arts and Humanities Dean Thane Stearns, we had an event at the Art Gallery to thank the Benzinger family for their generous gift of art to the university. I also was so proud to attend the North Bay Business Journal's award dinner that honored Lynn Stouffer, our Dean of Science and Technology, and Sarah Dove, Director of the School of Business and Economics, Career Center. I've had a conference call with members of the Weill Hall at the Green Music Center Advisory Board to discuss the leadership changes happening on campus. And with Frank Chong, an old friend of mine at Santa Rosa Junior College, we were discussing ways to smooth the pathway from SRJC to Sonoma State. I met with Katie Musek, Director of the Academic Council, Staff Representative to the Academic Council, and with Mark Utarid, who was a Staff Representative on the Advisory Committee to select the President. And in consultation with Tammy Kimber, we are discussing the best structure to ensure staff voice on campus. Some campuses have staff assemblies, staff councils, president's advisory councils, staff advisory councils. We're still exploring possibilities. I want to listen and learn from every constituent group of the university what your concerns are and how they can be addressed. What ideas you have, I want to hear them, how we can become better. And I've started my department visits. These are meet and greet visits. They help me to learn various aspects of the campus. My first visit was to the facilities department. Thank you to AVP Christopher Deneau and team. I'm so appreciative of what the facilities staff does. They are the behind the scenes folks that support the students and the campus, all of us. And we sometimes take for granted what they do, and we don't get a chance to say thank you. So I picked them as the first department to visit. One thing that I didn't expect on the visit was what happened for me when I walked into the auto shop. The place felt so familiar to me. The smells of gasoline, oil, and rubber, the tires, the look and the feel down to the red tool chest. My dad had a Snap-on tool chest that I still keep in my garage. Anyway, being there reminded me of the visits that I used to have to my dad's shop when I was a little girl growing up in Oakland. He was a mechanic like Todd and Chuck are here. I have so much respect for the work that my dad did and the talent that our guys, who are doing very similar work, have. Great, talented guys. Thanks for what you do to keep Sonoma State quite literally running. And thanks for the memories. It brought an unexpected, warm memory. I saw members of the facilities team again on Saturday, this past Saturday, while they were on standby to help with any things that might need fixing in the residence halls. They were ready and ready to go. It truly takes a community, a village, a whole village, to help our students from the day they arrive on campus until they leave with a diploma in their hand. So what's ahead? We have about 1,825 incoming first-time freshmen. An increasing number are first-generation college students like myself. We have about 800 transfer students coming from local community colleges, with our largest feeder, of course, being Santa Rosa Junior College. Students are carrying an average load of 13.5 units, and we anticipate, we hope, that this will rise slightly by census. I have brought in an interim leadership team. I feel very, very fortunate to have a world-class, an A-team of experienced higher education administrators and leaders, all of whom I've had the pleasure of working with during my career. I know them. I know their personalities. I know their expertise. They each have expertise and experience in their respective areas. They are here to help. But none of them are candidates for permanent positions. So we get the benefit of their wisdom for the short term while we examine our structures and functioning for efficiencies and effectiveness. And then we begin our national searches, which will be open to all. We'll be working in a collaborative team fashion. Interim Provost Jerry Echevarria, whom you will meet shortly, is the second in command, if you will. When I am away, she is in charge. Actually, things will be pretty seamless. We'll be working closely and as a team, all in support of the academic mission of the university. You'll be meeting her shortly. This is the start of her fourth week. Then there's Stan Nosek, Interim Vice President for Administration and Finance. Mr. Nosek joined us last Monday. I worked with him when he was Vice Chancellor at UC Davis, and then he later served as Interim VP for Administration and Finance at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. He is experienced, knowledgeable, and collaborative. Then there's Peter Smits, Interim Vice President for University Advancement. Dr. Smits, please stand. Today is his very first day on campus. I think he has to still get his ID card and all of that, but here he is. Peter is considered to be one of the best in advancement development in the CSU in the state of California and nationally. He is in demand, especially in these budgetary times. At Sonoma State, we have friend and fundraising programs going on in many areas of the university. Important and great work being done. But the question remains, might we not be even better if we were coordinated? And don't we need to address this before we advertise for a permanent VP? Dr. Smits will be looking at how we can better coordinate what we're doing in the advancement area, including university affairs, government and external community relations, development, and communications, which on many campuses are all under one umbrella. Next is Dr. Michael Young, Interim Vice President for Student Affairs. Today is also Dr. Young's first official day. I say first official because he had a few days here before, and then last night, you may have seen him in some of the pictures, I asked him to join me and we walked around Big Night, which I can't explain it. You got to walk around it to feel it. He is known as a student affairs leader statewide and nationally. He served as vice chancellor at UC Santa Barbara for over 20 years. He is known for his advocacy for mental health needs of students, for creating student affairs and academic affairs collaborations, and for his professional development programs and succession planning for staff. Under his leadership, we will be bringing back a more robust, coordinated, student-centered Division of Student Affairs. John Welty, President Emeritus at Fresno State and one of my mentors, will be serving as a special advisor to the President, to me. Dr. Welty's role is part-time and temporary. He keeps reminding me of that. He is working with co-executive director Zarin Mehta, Stan, Peter, and the advisory board, and I, on the Weill Hall at the Green Music Center. We'll be looking at how we can better enhance what we are doing here. And this place is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Jerry, Michael, and Thane, and the Department of Theater, Arts, and Dance will also be involved. We need to make sure that we are operating in the green, pun intended, and that we are structured appropriately going forward. He and Mr. Nosek will be reviewing budgetary concerns, and he, Provost Echevarria, and co-executive Mehta will explore how we might better align and utilize this fantastic world-class facility in support of the academic mission of the university. Additionally, Dr. Welty will also be reviewing and advising me on our overall organizational structure. Also joining our campus today is William Bill Kidder, Associate Vice President and Chief of Staff. He's an attorney by training, but has been a higher ed administrator for over 15 years. Bill, could you stand and be introduced? Today is also Bill's first day. I think they're just like finding where to park and everything. So I appreciate your help when you see them to kind of steer them where they might need to go. Bill and I worked together at UC Davis and at the Office of the President. He then went to UC Riverside as Assistant Provost and then Associate Vice Chancellor. He worked with then UC Riverside Chancellor Tim White before Chancellor White became Chancellor of the CSU. I feel very fortunate that Bill has decided to join us here. Bill is the only member on my leadership team that is not interim and is not retired. All the others say actually that their spouses claim that they have failed at retirement. It is probably the only thing that any of them have ever failed at. And for all of the interim VPs, I am truly grateful. And I'm sure that you and the entire campus will come to appreciate the expertise, the care, the wisdom, and the talent of these world-class educational administrators once you get to know them and see them in action. So besides an interim leadership team, what else? What else have I been up to? What am I thinking about? Many ask me, well, what's your vision? You may have a little sense of that already, but So my vision is really our vision. It's in process. I believe that we are all in the process of always getting better. We're never quite there. And I'm listening and learning every single day, since day one, since I stepped onto this campus. Well, what are some of the things that I'm thinking about? The priorities, the direction that we are headed? Well, first, we will be a collaborative, team-oriented, not siloed university. We all will be focused on student success and on academic excellence. We are fostering and modeling a respectful community on campus, respectful and celebratory of differences, a community that is fair, that is open and transparent with integrity. I have put together this interim team of experienced and smart people who will lift all of us, but we need to work together. The cabinet, the deans, other university administrators, tenured faculty, tenure track faculty, new faculty, lecturers, full-time and part-time staff, student employees, and student leaders, we will all join hands and work together. We will lift our students in Sonoma State higher. We cannot be complacent. We can't be satisfied with good. We must strive for great, because we can always do better. Our students deserve better, and it is our job to deliver for them. Sonoma State is a part of the CSU, one of 23 campuses. We are a public university serving the people of California. As such, we need to think about how we can move more quickly to becoming an HSI, Hispanic Serving Institution. This is a federal designation given when 25% or more of the undergraduate population of a campus is Hispanic. Currently, think about this number, 53% of all K-12 students in California are Hispanic. And yet, Latino students are still underrepresented. They are not nearly in that number or percentage on our college campuses in California. The Department of Education offers large grants to HSI institutions, which can be used for many academic purposes that serve all students, including faculty development, curriculum development, and enhanced student support services. We need to think about how we can reach to more Latino students. There are children of farm workers in our region who could benefit from continuing their education at Sonoma State. We need to think about helping a broader range of prospective students to consider coming to our campus. We need to think about our retention and graduation rates. While we are good compared to other CSUs, we can still do better. And we have been given targets to reach for the future. We need to work on new strategies together to help our students to graduate in a more timely fashion. The chancellor, the CSU trustees, and the members of the legislature are all concerned about graduation rates. You read it in the paper all the time. And the diversity of our students, staff, and faculty. I share their concern and will be working with all of you to improve our graduation rates and the diversity of our campus. I am interested in hiring more full-time tenure-track faculty and to supporting more faculty research. Provost Echevarria is working closely with the deans. They will be having a retreat soon, and among many things, they will be discussing school priorities and plans. In the area of the budget, I am still getting more fully briefed. Interim VP Nosek and other members of the interim leadership team will also be briefed by Senior Budget Director Laura Lupe. The budget process will be open, consultative, and will honor shared governance. Provost Echevarria and I will be developing the campus budget priorities in consultation with faculty leaders and my leadership team. Then Interim Vice President Nosek and his team in administration and finance will implement our campus budgetary priorities. The Division of Administration and Finance provides service to support the academic mission of the university. My initial deep preliminary dive into the budget has told me that we are not as healthy financially as I was hoping that we would be. Over the next weeks, my leadership team and I will need to make some decisions with a focus on students and the educational mission of the university. I ask for your patience in the coming months. Many, many people want to get on my calendar, and poor Sue Hardesty, she is just trying to fit everyone in. So everyone wants to get on my calendar, the number of speaking engagements. She has this list. She keeps saying, when are we going to look at this list? It's growing, you know, and I'm now a couple pages long. And the number of emails, and I want to hear from all of you. I really do want to listen and learn. I want to hear your voice. Don't hesitate to communicate with your faculty, staff, and student leadership, your deans and our vice presidents, or my chief of staff. We will be working closely together as a team. I will also be developing other open means of access to me, instituting what I call walk and talks, where anyone can get on my calendar. This provides me with the time to get out on campus, to listen and learn from many different folks, faculty, staff, students, emeriti, and it helps me with exercise. We often warn students about the dangers of the infamous freshman 15, where you can gain 15 pounds because it's all you can eat and it's there during their freshman year. And I was warned at the new Ask You, new President's Academy, about the new President's 20, which that actually horrified me, that new presidents often gain 20 pounds in their first year because of all the lunches and dinners and the lack of time for exercise. So the walk and talks serve multiple purposes for me. We will also be unfolding in the weeks ahead ways to better engage. So do sign up for the Walk and Talks. I really do need to get out of my office and walk a bit because there's no time to get to the gym, although we have such a fantastic facility here, I should really get there. So we'll be thinking about, I'll be asking you, what are the best ways to engage with students, with staff and faculty? Is that coffee? Is it lunches? Is it roundtable discussions? What's the best way, coming to department meetings? I'm open. We are a community, a wonderful community, the Sonoma State community. We will only be as excellent as all of us together help us to be. And I will only be as successful as all of you help me to be. I'm just starting my eighth week. You, all of you, have many more years of experience here on this campus. I'm only slightly ahead of the new faculty that I welcomed and our new students that just moved in this weekend. But together we will take this gem of a campus and make it shine even brighter than any one of us may have thought possible. At my first visit on campus back in February, when I was so warmly greeted in the Student Center ballroom, I referenced a favorite quote of mine, a quote that I read many years ago from the Pew Education Roundtable, an article that stuck with me over the years. It spoke about dancing with change, to enter into a relationship with a future that is still unfolding, that is yet not fully imagined. So let's dance together for a very bright future. Let's take Sonoma State to heights not yet fully imagined, together with our passion, our commitment, connections, collaborations, teamwork, individual expertise, with our different backgrounds, ideas, and training. Let's cross real or imaginary boundaries and work together like never before. Let's reach out. Let's push ourselves out of our comfort zones. I tell this to the students all the time. Let's inspire each other. Let's think big. Let's model for our students what we expect from them. Let's not take the easy road. Let's take the road less traveled. Let's use our brains and our hearts to make Sonoma State an even greater university than it is, one that we can all be so proud to call our alma mater or the place where we work. Let's make others envious of what we have here in Noma Nation at Sonoma State. My mother used to say, "Sumoreba yama tonaru." Loosely translated, this Japanese phrase means even the tiniest particles of dust, when you gather them together, it can create a mountain that allows others to climb higher and see farther than they ever dreamed possible. Each one of us individually has to decide how we want to participate and contribute to Sonoma State, to our future. I'm asking you to step in, to step up, to bring your A game, pull your chair up to the table. Let's roll up our sleeves, be creative, think out of the box, be entrepreneurial. Let's use our brains and our hearts, and let's get to work. As a team, we can achieve and accomplish so much more when we work together. I am so honored. I am so excited to be here, to be your president. To the students, to the staff, to the faculty, all of us, let's have a fantastic fall semester. Thank you so very much.